RadioSt.Pete.com presents Job Talk with Dean Logan. Job Talk with Dean Logan is presented in part by Eagle Datagistics. Eagle Datagistics is one of the premier Oracle Gold partners on the East Coast. Eagle Datagistics, providing hardware and software sales, data recovery, DBA services, and recruiting. With more than 10 years in business in downtown St. Petersburg, it's Eagle Datagistics. Now, let's go live to our studio on the 10th floor of the Plaza Tower in downtown St. Petersburg, the offices of Eagle Datagistics. Now, with Job Talk, here's Dean Logan.
Thank you, Joe Bordell, and welcome everyone to Job Talk. I'm your host, Dean Logan, and you are listening to the only radio program in Tampa Bay dedicated to talking about jobs. In this role, I have the fantastic opportunity to interview some of the most interesting people in Tampa Bay and bring their stories to you in a personal manner. It's not often we get to know the company leaders in a personal way, but that's what I hope to accomplish with each guest on Job Talk. One of the goals of this program is to let anyone considering a move to the Tampa-St. Pete area know what it's like to live, work, and play in Tampa Bay. So as you know, I talk about jobs with companies big and small, and today we'll talk with an entrepreneur with an impressive background and work history. My guest is Scott Springer, the CEO of Harmonity Technologies, a startup in only its third month in operation. Scott, welcome to Job Talk.
Thank you, Dean, and good morning. Pleasure to be here.
I appreciate you being here, too. And first of all, I want to thank you for being my guest today. And you were referred by our good friend, Michael Chupa, who runs the MBA program at USF St. Pete. And by the way, I want to thank Michael for that. But you both have similar experiences running the operations of large organizations. And so please tell us about yourself, your history, up until the starting of Harmonity Technologies.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I've had an interesting journey, bounced around a bit. I actually was raised as an Air Force brat, so I got used to moving around a lot from the very beginning. And then actually I spent a few years in the Air Force myself. I started out flying jet fighters for the Air Force.
Jeez. What made you go into that, though? I mean, because you mentioned that your dad was a pilot, right?
He was, yes. My father was a fighter pilot for 26 years. Wow. And I got to college and wasn't sure what I wanted to do and just decided one day, that sounds like a lot of fun, and I was right. It was a ton of fun. I really enjoyed that. And, you know, defending your country and getting to fly at the same time, mm-hmm. one of those jobs that when you're in the air, you think, they're paying me to do this?
Yeah.
Really fantastic.
And thank you for your service. Really appreciate that. Tell me about that. What kind of planes did you fly?
I flew an airplane called the F-111. It's now retired. There are no more in service anywhere. But at the time, it was one of the premier aircraft for flying very fast and very low. Some people, if they recall their history, may recall that that airplane was the one used back in the Libya raids a few years ago when they went after Muammar Gaddafi. Years ago, but I wasn't in that raid. But that's kind of its claim to fame.
Wow. Yeah, watching those planes is fantastic. I used to have an office on Van Nuys Airport. Watched the F-14s take off straight up. That was amazing. So your background was in the Air Force, and how did you leave there?
Well, I enjoyed the Air Force a great deal and mm-hmm. a tremendous opportunity, but one day my jet fighter decided to no longer fly. It had a major malfunction. Ended up getting out just in time and had some pretty severe injuries to my back. Not enduring, but enough to prevent me from staying in the Air Force to fly fighters any longer. So after that, I stayed a couple more years and then decided to move on.
So you were ejected from the plane?
I was, yes.
Wow.
Well, I actually pulled the ejection handle, so.
What was that like? I mean, seriously, intense, I bet.
It was. You know, your adrenaline gets going when something like that happens. But that's why we had an ejection seat. It's something that is important when you've got such a dangerous job to be able to get out. Mm-hmm. So
you must have learned some valuable skills there.
I did. Some things that you learn in the military include the ability to rely on each other and just innate trust, the ability to value people who are fixing your airplane, who you're flying with. It's just amazing teamwork. And of course, then you get chances for leadership and other things like that. So other than just great ability to fly and learn how to fly, it really is a good teacher for a lot of skills that I've used over the years.
And did you go to school during the Air Force, your time at the Air Force?
No. My undergraduate days were before the Air Force, and I got commissioned as an officer right out of undergraduate. I went to Louisiana State University and then went straight to the Air Force. And then after the Air Force, after I got out, I actually pursued an MBA, and I was lucky enough to get up to Harvard and pursue my MBA there.
Wonderful. Okay. And so then what happened? You got out of the service, and what did you do then?
Well, after my MBA, which was a two-year program, that was, you know, you don't work when you're pursuing that intensive a degree.
Right.
So I spent a couple of years doing that and raising children. I had children by then. We have two sons. From there, I had, you know, options to go into Wall Street or to big league consulting, things like that. But I chose to go into a manufacturing company. I had this real interest in operations and manufacturing and helped a company do some turnaround in the textile business up in Charlotte. Mm-hmm. That was really quite a real eye-opener of getting real hands-on experience of a company that was in trouble.
Were you a consultant, or did you have a permanent role with them?
I was an employee. I spent about 4 years there in the finance world, working for the CFO, and then working as a plant manager, and then working in strategy for the company. It was really a very all-encompassing.
So as a plant manager, you learn a lot of management skills, I'm sure.
Oh, yes. Quite different. You know, the Air Force is filled, when my management there was filled with people who were professional and well-educated. And I worked in a textile mill in South Carolina, and great people, but you know, the average education was about eighth grade. Mm-hmm. So a real different thing, but great people.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so after there, what did you do?
Well, from there, I got recruited to come down here to the Tampa Bay area by Nielsen Media Research. Mm-hmm. I think everybody knows the name. It's the famous television ratings company. Mm-hmm. And I got recruited to come down here and run their program management division. And most people don't know that Nielsen has for many years had their primary operations here in the Tampa Bay area. They're up in Oldsmar. Mm-hmm. And at its peak, it had over 3,000 people working for them here in the local area.
Wow. And did they report? How many of those people reported up to you?
Well, I stayed there for 15 years and did a number of different things, including vice president of engineering and vice president of operations, and ended up being general manager of operations. And at that point, I actually had about 4,000 people working for me here and across the country.
Wow. It's a big job.
It was, but very rewarding. And again, good people. And we really, very high-tech company. Most people don't understand that, but gathering and compiling data is a huge IT operations, so we had a lot of very professional IT people.
So were you responsible for canceling my favorite shows?
I certainly was. I must have been at that point, or at least reporting how few people were watching it.
Yeah, okay. And so what is there anything that you really learned there? What was the biggest lessons that you learned from working for Nielsen?
You know, there are so many. I think one of the things that's endured is I was a manager in a technology corporation, and so I really learned a lot about how technology truly evolves, how it can be used, how it can be misused. People often don't understand the right ways to use technology to further their business. It becomes an end in itself. And you have to connect technology with the business and the business strategy and the business goals. Mm-hmm. So that was very important. Learned a bunch about some of the intellectual property aspects of technology. It's heavily involved with the lawyers and making sure we protected our intellectual property. Mm-hmm. And we're able to keep in business. But beyond that, it was really an extension of a lot of I'd learned in the Air Force. You get good people, you trust them, you give them a long lead, and people will do great things for you.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So then you made a decision to leave there.
I did.
And how long ago was that?
About 6.5 years ago now since I've left.
All right. And what have you been doing since?
Well, when I left in 2008, I formed a consulting firm with a friend of mine and doing some consulting to small businesses. But you'll recall that 2008 probably wasn't the best business atmosphere we've had in the last 50 years.
Yeah, tough year.
So we struggled around a little bit, did some actually very in-depth consulting with a medical company as Obamacare was coming along. So it had a lot of uncertainties. We did that for a couple of years. And then I was able to get a job as the commuting CEO of a technology company in Baton Rouge. You may recall I graduated from Louisiana State University, so I had some connections there. And this startup, a year or two old, had a great product that would prevent your teenagers or your fleet drivers from texting while driving or using your phone improperly while driving. Mm-hmm. So I had the privilege of being their CEO for about a year and a half, but it was 100% commute. Mm-hmm. And after a year and a half of that and really helping them to get on their feet in some interesting ways, then I decided to leave that and groomed a successor.
Great. And you still consult with them, I'm sure.
I do. I have some good friends there. Great company still. They're still trying to get a big foothold. It's an interesting marketplace, but they're really a great product and doing very well and getting that promoted.
And then from there, is that when you began to think about starting up Harmonity?
No, actually, I spent a year with a good friend of mine. He has a company called the ITE Group that does telecommunications consulting. Really a high-powered, focused on cost savings, and helped him with some of his work there for about a year. But then I had the opportunity to start working on Harmonity, which, of course, we had no name for it at the time, and my focus started to shift to that.
So how'd you come up with the name?
Well, Harmonity, we're a reseller of a couple of powerful products in the IT space, in IT operations world, where we make things work better in the IT world. So as we were trying to, my partner and I were trying to think through the right name, we thought, what do we do? Well, we really harmonize. We bring harmony to the IT world. And we really do. These products transform the IT operations dramatically, mm-hmm. from chaos to a much easier job and much more effective job. So we thought, Harmon IT, and more from there. Sometimes people find it hard to pronounce, so sometimes you wonder if that's the right choice, but we kind of like the idea.
That's a good name, I think. Well, good. And maybe our listeners will comment once they hear it. You know, feel free. If you like the name, let us know.
There you go.
So, and you mentioned you had a partner. Is that Robert Sigmund?
It is. Rob and I started this company.
So tell me about Robert. What's his background?
Rob is a born and bred IT person, or a true techie. And he's actually one of the founders and earliest developers and idea people for the main product that we sell, which is called LabTech Software. They are a locally based company, again, very fast growing since we're on the jobs front. They just added a couple hundred jobs, very fast growing, and because it's got a great product. But Rob has spent many years there, and before that he was really a sysadmin type, helping people like Office Depot run their IT operations. And then he joined them roughly 8 or 10 years ago now, as I recall. I don't keep that date firmly in my head, but when they moved down here, LabTech was based in Ohio. They moved down here when they partnered with another local company, ConnectWise. And he's been down here ever since. And he's just a true expert in both what sysadmins do and how LabTech can transform their world. So that's really his focus.
Okay, so... So you started Harmonity Technology. So what is your target market?
We're really looking for companies that have grown to a level where IT has become chaotic. And you think about IT operations in a small company. It's usually run by one person, and people rely on that person for everything. But when you start reaching 100, 300, 500, even up to a couple thousand, you start growing that company, and... now you've got all these PCs and servers, and managing them becomes exponentially more difficult without the right tools. So that's really our target market, people who have grown enough. They know they need to manage their PCs better and their servers better, but they don't know what to do with it yet, and this is who we're seeking out.
And what size of businesses work best for your products and services?
The general number is probably the low end is 50 or so, what we call end units, which would be PCs or servers and laptops, things like that, all the way up to about 5,000 is probably a pragmatic limit that our company seeks out.
Mm-hmm. So I think you in your company, you do three kind of areas of work: consulting, installation, and customization, pretty much?
Okay. Correct.
So tell me about LabTech and what it does and just how the product works.
LabTech is our centerpiece product, and as a reseller, we're a value-added reseller of LabTech and some ancillary products like that. So what LabTech does is when you've got an IT operation and you've got help desk issues, you've got deployment of software issues, you've got virus issues. This is a single console product that gives the IT operations people a really powerful tool. You have to have the right tool for anything, and this is an amazingly powerful tool that gives them a complete view of all of their PCs, wherever they are in the world, and all of their servers, real time, with customized monitors, customized automation. It kind of transforms their world from pulling out their hair to, oh, I know how that works, and I've got full control. So it's a really powerful agent-based product. And our as a value-added reseller, we not only sell their product, but we also do the things you said. We customize for our clients. We help them to install and really, through our consulting services, make it work extremely well for their business.
Can you tell me about a solution that you've provided that you're really proud of?
Well, yeah, there's one that was really we didn't even think about before. It's a fairly recent one, and it was a small customization at the end of the day. But we had a customer who said, look, we just failed a threat penetration test. They had hired a company to check out the vulnerability of their network. And it turns out that, and I'm going to get a little geeky and technical on you, but
good.
There is a need to maintain within each computer, there's a kernel of software called the BIOS. I think many people are aware of that. And if it's not properly protected, it can be hacked. And that becomes an entry point for people who want to steal data or inject malicious viruses. And they failed that because they had not been able to get their users to adequately control the passwords for BIOS on their computers. We wrote an automation routine that allowed them to understand and correct every couple of minutes to make sure that was fixed on every PC and every server in their entire network and solve their problem. It was really a powerful solution that we had never thought of before.
And so did you customized it for them specifically?
We did.
Did you install it too? Was that one of those?
Installation was a matter of shipping them a piece of code that now installs automatically onto LabTech. That's the beauty of LabTech, is it's easily customized and installed with updates. I think it's easily the most customizable and flexible of all of the products in this space.
Are there any verticals that you target as well? Any types of companies besides their size?
There is some value in targeting verticals, but we in our company have not gotten into that much. We're thinking a couple of different spaces that could be very useful. For instance, we found that schools are in great need of something like this. So we're looking at doing some actually customization that would serve the schools in particular.
So how could you help them?
Well, one of the things that schools do is they have a high turnover, and a lot of them have PCs for their students, and they have to actually clean up those PCs every year and repurpose them for the new students. And that's very difficult and time-consuming. We can make that so automatic. You plug in the PC, and you walk away, come back a couple hours later, and it's done. So there's some automation involved that we can bring to the plate, to the table, that makes their job radically easier.
Wow. So you mentioned that you add value to your customers and by your approach. So what differentiates your approach from some of your competitors?
Well, and I'll put competitors in quotes here, because we our primary purpose is to sell LabTech against some of its competitors.
Right.
So what differentiates LabTech from its competitors is its ability to put automation and customization right at the top. It does those so much better than anybody else. And that's important, because people have different needs of what they want their IT operations to do, and we can easily customize that for them in ways that nobody else can. So that's really top of the list. And there are a number of different other things, from custom monitoring and what we call scripting, which is a piece of automation, deployment of software. There's just a number of different features that LabTech does, all on a single integrated package that causes people to understand the value very quickly compared to the competitors. Mm-hmm. Now, LabTech sells to this marketplace exclusively through resellers. And I say this market, when I say that, I mean small and medium businesses. They sell directly to some of their primary customer bases called managed service providers, and they sell directly to them. But we are one of their premier resellers in the small and medium business marketplace.
Great. Now, you have other offerings. One's called StorageCraft. The other one's called ArcServe.
That's a couple of them. We sell, and this is, again, in partnership with LabTech. LabTech has integrated a number of third-party products that once you purchase and deploy them, they become seamlessly integrated with LabTech, which allows you tremendous control. And again, for those people who use LabTech, they get this. It's got everything on one console, and you can do all sorts of automation and scripting of each of these types of products. We also have some antivirus products, Viper and ESET, which are very popular out there, very powerful antivirus products, and some remote team viewer, and even a help desk product that allows people, if they want to outsource their help desk and they want to use LabTech, these to work seamlessly together and provide a very powerful way for people to do a help desk.
Is there a name for that product?
It's called Live Virtual Help Desk. And it's a great product that we're now working with a couple of customers to get into their operations.
Great. Well, you know, it sounds like you have an interesting product to sell and so on. So I want to talk a little bit about your process, your new company. And so a lot of our listeners are throughout the country and they're thinking about maybe coming here and so on. So I also want to talk about what it was like for you, you know, to set up a new business here in Pinellas County. You know, I know that you, from Nielsen, working at Nielsen, you dealt with government on a lot of different levels from a big business perspective. You know, what was it like to set it up from a small business perspective in this county? Were they easy to work with? And just give the people an understanding of what it's like if they were going to set up a business here.
Sure. And this is, I've had a number of different small businesses since I've left Nielsen, but this is the first one that I've actually helped start from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. And it was very easy. It was, there's some licensing, other things, and local registration with the city and the county and the state, but all those are pretty much online and very easy to do, and we didn't find any problems or hassles with any of that. Mm-hmm. What we did find there's in the local community, one of the reasons that I decided to stay here, you know, I could have gone anywhere to start a business, but this is such a great place to live to start with. You don't find many places more beautiful than the Tampa Bay, St. Petersburg area.
It's kind of a tough view out here, huh?
It is, as we overlook the bay and is on a gorgeous day in the winter, mm-hmm. Where it's supposed to reach 77 degrees.
I know.
hard to beat that. But additionally, there are more skilled people here than I think we get credit for in the national press.
Yep.
There are a lot of high-tech employers here that really do a great job attracting talent, and our education system is getting better. The weather is what it is, and you mm-hmm. can't beat that, but this is a good place to be. Just the fact that LabTech is here, right, our partner in our business is here and attracting hundreds of people, of new employees, all of whom are quite advanced, high-tech educated people, just shows you what a great place this is to be.
Mm-hmm. So do you find Florida and Tampa Bay in particular to be a pro-business environment?
Yeah, very much. I mean, I think they've got a good sense of helping you succeed as opposed to putting too much in front of you that doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. You know, how business can be with a lot of things that don't make sense. And you know, any place is going to have regulations and laws, and you have to have that. But I think Florida has, and locally has a lot of that figured out. So we've actually gotten a pretty quick start.
Perfect. Now, you mentioned you're growing. You hired a salesperson, and I think that's great to hire someone after just a few months in business. So, you know, as your salesperson, I'm sure you're going to want customers call them, right?
Sure, and, absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about that person and their previous experience and what their new role will be at Harmonity Technologies.
And I'll leave it anonymous because we haven't formally hired this person yet, but it's just a matter of getting the paperwork done. Mm-hmm. But this person has extensive LabTech experience, actually. Was a LabTech employee for a while and left there. He's been doing some other things, but really knows the product well, which was good for us because we want somebody who can speak the language. It is a technical sale. It's not something that you sell with one phone call. You have to actually demonstrate it and be able to have proficiency in the product in order to get people to understand its value. So like any technical sale, it's a 1 to 6 month sales cycle. Mm-hmm. So we've got him. He actually doesn't start until early February as we transition him in. But we're excited by the fact that he'll be able to relate to customers right away.
Wonderful. So I think this is a good time to segue into the interview tip of the week portion of this show. And so if someone was going to apply for a job with your company, or if anyone ever applied in the past with you, what one piece of advice would you give them?
Well, that's an interesting question. I would say that To me, attitude that you convey gets you 90% of the way there. So many people think it's my training, it's this, it's the other. But I think none of that counts if you don't come in with the right attitude. So when you apply for us energy and homework and can-do attitude is so important. We all run into employees of various companies and you think, why does this person have a job here? True in any industry, any company. And for success with us or with any company, attitude is really 90% of the solution.
Wonderful. Well, Scott, you know, that's it. I want to thank you so much for being my guest today on Job Talk. And as you grow and have new products or services to share with the audiences, I hope you'll come back and visit again. And if the listeners want to learn more about Harmonity Technologies, how can they contact you?
Well, we, of course, are available on the web at harmonitytech.com. There's a mouthful.
Okay. Is there a hyphen in there?
No, it's all one word, harmonitytech.com. Which I will tell you that website is under construction right now because we're literally a 3 or actually almost 4 month old company now. Mm-hmm. So we're actually doing a quick rebuild to help us with our marketing. We got a presence. Now we're making it better. But it's still up, and that gives all the contact information and also has some good links to some demonstrations and trials of our products.
Wonderful. Well, thanks, Scott, for being my guest. I appreciate it. So that's Scott Springer, the CEO of Harmonity Technologies. Make sure you check them out. And I want to thank all of you for listening to Job Talk and for tuning in to RadioSt.Pete.com today. You should check out all the great music and local musicians who are featured here, too. There's now a new way to choose your favorite style of music 24 hours a day on the website. You can choose between Maine, oldies, jazz, and classical. There are other interesting programs like the Suncoast Tiger Bay Luncheon Broadcast. St. Petersburg Police Chief Anthony Holloway was the guest speaker yesterday. It was a really nice turnout, and the new police chief did a great job. Will Kuntz hosts the Homemade Broadcast, and the Indie Circuit with Mo airs Sundays at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, so check those out. Also, the broadcast of the East-West Shrine Game was also a huge success. A record crowd of 22,000 turned out for that game, and thanks to all who helped support this wonderful event. So you'll find all the previous shows in the audio archive section where you can listen to your favorite shows at your convenience. That's RadioSt.Pete.com, RadioSt.Pete.com. You can download the free app and listen anywhere you take your phone, tablet, or computer. So check it out. So if you like what you hear, please listen again. Tell your friends. If you have any suggestions for guests or have any job-related questions, please send an email to us at RadioSt.Pete.com. I'll answer them on the next program or call you directly. I'll get to all of you, I promise, who write in. And thanks again for your suggestions. I want to take this time to thank Chuck, Joe, Richard, Hari, my engineers Dan and Sean, and all the Eagles for their help. And as always, I want to end Job Talk with this final thought and say to anyone in the country that if you're thinking about relocating your family or business and are looking for a great place to live, work, and play, you should just come and visit and take a look at all St. Pete and Tampa Bay has to offer. I'm glad I did. I think you'll be glad you did, too. So thanks for listening. Until next time, when we talk about jobs on Job Talk, this is Dean Logan. Thanks, everyone. Take care.
You have been listening to Job Talk with Dean Logan, a presentation of RadioSt.Pete.com and Eagle Datagistics. Eagle Datagistics is one of the premier Oracle Gold partners on the East Coast, providing hardware and software sales, data recovery, DBA services, and recruiting. With more than 10 years in business, Eagle Datagistics in downtown St. Petersburg. Job Talk with Dean Logan came to you live from our studios inside Eagle Datagistics on the 10th floor of the Plaza Tower in downtown St. Petersburg. RadioSt.Pete.com.